One New York State Senate race in the Hudson Valley features a challenger who is no stranger to politics. Former Westchester County executive and 2014 gubernatorial candidate Republican Rob Astorino is challenging first-term Democrat Pete Harcum in the 40th District, which includes a large piece of Westchester. Astorino, who in 2017 lost his bid for a third term as county executive to Democrat George Latimer, had won his first two terms handily in a 2-1 Democratic county. Some blamed his loss on a blue wave in response to President Trump's election the year prior. Now, Astorino of Mount Pleasant is back with one of the same refrains. Residents are leaving New York, and something needs to be done.
I'm running because there's been a complete breakdown in the legislature, in our government, and in society right now. We're seeing it play out in New York City. That is creeping up into the suburbs, the crime. And that is a direct consequence of Peter Harcum's no-cash bail law that he wrote and sponsored. And there's a direct link between the two. And then you look at the taxes and the business climate and the lockdowns and the antagonistic display of Albany to anyone and everyone who dares even question what they're saying is just literally loading up the moving vans as people move out, not just of New York City to other parts of the state, but out of the state permanently.
He refers to the elimination of most forms of cash bail for nonviolent offenders as part of criminal justice reforms enacted last year, a measure Harcum co-sponsored. Despite Astorino's criticism, Senator Harcum of South Salem says his focus lies elsewhere.
Well, primarily I'm focusing on my job. You know, during the coronavirus pandemic, we were concerned with our constituents who are unable to get unemployment benefits that they earned and deserve. We've been consistently worried about food insecurity. We've been doing food drives. Now we're helping constituents get returned to power. We've got a budget deficit that we've got to deal with. So, you know, I'm doing my job. Other people are engaging in politics. You know, I'm not going to get into the tit for tat with them because it's not productive. I was hired to do a job. I'm doing the job. And, you know, there will be time for the politics. But right now, during the midst of a pandemic and during a hurricane when, you know, close to 90% of my district was out of power, you know, that's where my focus needs to be, is on my constituents.
Astorino, who as county executive served with a Democratic majority in the legislature, says he has the experience to coalition build in the Senate.
And by the way, I do not buy into the assumption that it's going to be a Democratic majority in the Senate. I think this is one of those years where there is a lot happening below the surface, where there is a very big silent majority, including Democrats, who have told me they are very concerned and uneasy about what's happening in their party, this lawlessness, this anti-cop rhetoric, all this stuff. And, you know, they might vote for Biden on a national ticket, but they're going to vote Republican locally. And I think that makes a lot of sense. And I think you're going to see a lot of that. And my seat is very similar to the other Hudson Valley seats and to the Long Island seats, where we lost the majority 2 years ago. So people aren't stupid. They see how out of control things are. And there's only one direction to blame, and that's the Democrats in the Senate and the Assembly. So I do think this is one of those years where you could have a political earthquake.
Harcum served as the Democratic majority leader in the Westchester County Legislature when Astorino was county executive.
You know, historically, it's been a Republican district. I was the first Democrat in 100 years to win this race and was proud to. The numbers are fairly close, although it's trending more Democratic. But the Republicans seem to think this is their last stand in the suburb. And you know, the suburbs have changed. It is not 1970s. It's not even 2000. And the suburbs that Donald Trump and Rob Astorino think exist are changing. And the suburbs today, people value diversity. They cherish diversity. They want diversity. And I don't think, you know, the kind of fear-mongering that they're offering is a winning argument in the suburbs anymore.
Astorino says name recognition is on his side during a campaign season that COVID-19 pushed onto virtual platforms.
You know, maybe I'm fortunate in that I am very well known in not only Westchester, which is 70% of the district, but also in Putnam and Dutchess, because having been county executive, you know, there was a lot of media attention and I dealt with the other counties. And so I am pretty well known. We do have money in the bank, and we are fundraising very well. So I have an ability of running a very, very strong campaign and reaching the voters.
Harcum has his eye to next year if reelected.
So I'm going to be proposing a $100 million bond fund for things like sewer, septic repair, stormwater runoff catchment, for those communities that cannot afford these costly mandates to reduce phosphorus in watershed basins. The other thing has to do with my committee, alcoholism and substance abuse and behavioral health in general, has not been getting, I think, full attention at the state level. So my desire next year is to propose legislation to combine OASIS and OMH into a cabinet-level agency called the Department of Behavioral Health.
OASIS is the Office of Addiction Services and Supports, and OMH is the Office of Mental Health. The 40th State Senate District includes portions of Westchester, Putnam, and Dutchess counties. Democrats currently control the state Senate. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.